Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. My name is Miguel Garcia, and as you very well know, I'm barely Mexican. I have a coworker who keeps forgetting. She's kind of new. She's really sweet. Brought me a breakfast burrito, so shout out to Teresa. Thanks. She keeps forgetting that I don't speak Spanish, so she keeps speaking to me in Spanish. Which, honestly, I'm kind of pale right now. I'm not as brown as I could be. As I have been. Because I work inside now. And I sit all day. And then I come home and sit all day. So I have gotten very little sunlight. So she keeps forgetting. So when I tell her, hey, I don't speak Spanish. Hello. Duh. I've explained this from day one. And she speaks English, like, clearly, perfectly. I can understand her. You know, she doesn't even have an accent or anything. So I don't know why she just keeps doing that. It is what it is. It happens. You know, sometimes you get comfortable with someone and you just revert to you. You know, so I guess I can't necessarily fault that. But that's it. I'm just like, girl, I need you to get it together and get it together quickly. Just kidding. No, but she did offer to help me with Spanish, and she's super nice, and I already had friends at the call center before I moved over to support, but now I've made more friends in support, which kind of took a shocking turn. And there's some people that I think are friends, and there's some people that I don't know. Like, I don't like this whole charade of, like, I'm going to be fake to you and then, like, stab you behind your back kind of. And especially at work, like, if you don't like me, let me know. If I'm an issue for you, let me know. I'll understand. I may not like it and I may not necessarily agree with you, but I'll respect it. I'll be like, you know what? If you don't like me, I'll leave you alone. I'll ask you the least amount of questions. I will use you as a last resort. Like, I can stay out of your way. That is not an issue for me. And I think lately, what's been happening is I don't necessarily know where I stand with some people, and I don't quite like that, and it's kind of rubbing me the wrong way, where it's perceived that I don't do my job, and I do my job, and I do my job well. The week before, I was the top performer in two categories in my job. They didn't put out last week's, so I don't know who was the top performer. I'm going to say it was me because literally nothing had changed in my work ethic or anybody else's work ethic for that matter. And I'm not saying that my coworkers don't do anything, but at the same time, there's some that do more than others. And I kind of am friends with the ones that do more than others. And there had been changes in management that, like, I guess just took everybody by surprise, because, you know, things happen and people quit, and that's that. So it's just it for me. I like to know where I stand with people, you know, like, I think I don't like not knowing where I stand with people. Like, literally, if someone finds me annoying, I feel like they should just tell me. And they should be like, look, I think you're loud and obnoxious and you need to tone it down. Well, then fine. I'm still going to be loud and obnoxious. I'm just going to do it further away from you, you know? And so it's just, I don't get it. Like, because if I find somebody kind of rude, I'm going to be rude back. And I'm going to be like, look, I didn't appreciate that. I don't appreciate you. And there was an instance where I kind of did kind of go off. And I kind of went a little bit overboard. It wasn't necessarily as dramatic as it could have been. Thank God. Knock on wood. So I don't know. When it comes to this whole situation of management and everything, like, I don't understand people who move up and all of a sudden they flip. Because I've seen that happen already, like, a million times, and I'm over it. I don't get it. I don't understand how a person's whole personality can change just because they get a promotion. And I know that doesn't happen to everybody. Like, I mean, it didn't happen to me when I was in Dollar General. I got promoted and I was a pretty good manager. I was up from what I hear. So that store is rough. Maybe going back there, so I probably should not be talking crap about this store. Well, no one listens to my podcast. It's fine. I don't know. So I don't understand how people, when they get promotions, can just flip on a dime. Because this happened overnight. Like, this literally happened, like, unraveled in front of our eyes. Well, because we have... So the thing is without giving too much away, because I don't know, my coworkers might listen to this one day. Is we had a supervisor. She felt like she was being taken for granted, which, you know, I understand. In a way, I understand both parts. Like, I understand she wanted to move up. She wanted to move up and be in a different department. She worked hard. She did a lot. She did. And it seemed like the higher-ups didn't necessarily want to do that because she was so valuable. So in my eyes, I understood, like, from, and of course, I don't really talk to any higher-ups or anything like that, but this was just from what I had perceived, right? Because my supervisor, hard worker, knew her stuff, knew, anytime I had a question, boom, 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 boom. Or if she didn't, she'd find out, and by the end of the day, I'd have an answer. So it's, but from, like, I guess the business perspective, I understood that they weren't going to move her up until they found somebody who can do what Cassidy did. Oh, I said the name. So they weren't going to move her up until they can do what my supervisor did. And that's, honestly, kind of hard. Like, that's, I mean, the position that she was in was, I'm not going to, like, was pretty difficult, you know? And someone could only take that for so long, you know? Because then you're stuck, you know? So you can't really blame her for wanting more and feeling like missing out and feeling like she was unappreciated, because at the end of the day, she kind of was. But I understood, because, you know, like, why are they gonna hire up, like, move her up and then everything? Well, I mean, either way, they ended up losing her and everything kind of fell apart. And now the people, like, now we have three leads. I don't know. It's, everything is so touch and go, and it's stressing me out, because I just want somebody to be like, hey, look. And I think it's yet to happen is I have yet to be, not that I need the pat on the back, but I have yet to, like, besides my supervisor, because she was like, oh, you're super good at this, like, you're super smart, this and that, da, 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 da. And since I'm deprived of any affection in my life, when it comes to my work, I need confirmation, not every 5 minutes, but every now and again, and I have yet to have received that from anybody else that wasn't my supervisor. So I don't know where I stand with people when it comes to my work and my work ethic. I know people have made complaints that I'm too loud and I'm too obnoxious. When other people ask me for help, I'm going to help them. I might tell a few jokes along the way, but I don't think me, and it's not like my jokes are inappropriate or anything like that. Like, my jokes are just like, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm like, no, you cannot. I'm going to go home. Or like, you know, something like that, something small. And then I help them anyways. And I'm like, okay, this is how you do it. Da 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 da. You do this, you move here. And then I'm just like, okay, great job, kid. And then I move along and I go back to my work. And so I don't. Like, and yeah, there are a few times where I get caught up in the moment and start talking and be like, oh yeah, no. You know, and lately, like, my grandma, you know, is sick. And so I talked about my grandma a lot. Right now she's healthy. Well, I don't know about healthy, but she's hanging in there. So it's, she's stable and that's all that matters. God bless. I don't, like, I think the main thing that, the main reason I get so stressed out or so worried, because at previous jobs, it was always, oh, you're so good, nah, 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 we're friends, da, da, da. And then, like, and I understand that, like, when you're at work, you're there to work. And yeah, there's times where I definitely slacked it off. I've definitely fallen asleep in a warehouse or two. And I just, I don't understand. I don't know. I just need confirmation that I'll be okay in the midst of this, I think. Because right now, it seems like I'm in the position where I could be pinned as the scapegoat or the troublemaker. Because, I mean, I'm definitely a troublemaker. You know, trouble is never been... Getting in trouble has never been an issue for me. There's never been a lack of trouble in my life. And so I just... And I don't want that to happen. And I don't want to play the martyr either, you know, because... Who wants to listen to someone cry so much? Sorry, I just got a weird message and I forgot what I had sent before that to deserve such a reaction. So I was like, oh, wow. But anyways, okay, carry on. So I think when it comes to work, I think it should be, I think at work you should be able to have a balance of like, work and fun, you know, and I think I do that pretty well. And it's not like I just sit around talking and this and that, because I don't think yet that there's been, like, I'm not saying that I haven't made mistakes, because I know for sure that I have. And those have been brought up to my attention, and I've owned my mistakes and I've fixed them. So, and I fixed other people's mistakes too, which, and I think what's, it doesn't help too that, like, I mean, I already have a short temper. So once I think something's fixed and then it's not fixed, I get super annoyed and super irritated. Because I just want it fixed. Because I already thought it was fixed and I want it fixed right then and there. And that's just my thing. And so when having to work with other people, and it's not necessarily my coworkers, it's like the affiliates that we work with, the different businesses that we work with, and, you know, having to deal with so many different personalities, that when I've done all I can do and they're just like, that's still not good enough. And I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, I'm literally handing everything in a perfectly wrapped bow. And they're just like, yeah, no, I also need you to deliver the present. And I'm like, but I gave it to you and you just literally need to tell this person, this is how it is. Like, that is all, like, and I can't, like, so it gets frustrating and I just want the issues to be resolved when I think they're resolved. And so I do kind of, but I don't ever burst out at anybody and I'm not like, oh my God, this fucking place sucks or anything like that. I just go like, oh my God. Like I do throw a fit and then, but I move on and I get over it. So I don't know if somebody thinks that it's directed towards them. I've never called anybody out. I never, you know, well, recently I did. I kind of had to. I had to put somebody in a place because they tried to put me in a place. And I was like, we're not doing this. If you want to have a discussion, we can have a discussion. But you better be prepared for what I'm about to say. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think right now, and I think right now, the best thing to do is play it by ear. The best thing to do is to just sit and wait and don't make any rash decisions. Because in the past, what I have done is the complete opposite. It's like, we're going to fix this. We're going to fix this now. And da, 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 which isn't necessarily the case. Because at the end of the day, I still don't know what's going on in higher management. I'm barely learning the process of this company and this how do I say this? Like, I'm still learning the process, you know? So I don't necessarily understand everything that goes into what everything is. or what's necessarily required from my higher ups, the things that I don't see. And I can only really go off of the things that I do see. And so I guess that's not necessarily fair of me to just be like, I need them to get it together and get it together quickly. But I just wish I knew where I stood. I just, like, literally, if they were just like, hey, you're kind of a dirtbag, you kind of really suck at your job, and you're super annoying, then I'd be like, okay. I mean, it would at least put me at ease, because then I would know what I need to do or how to fix it or how to just shut the hell up and just stay quiet and keep my head low. And I wouldn't like it, of course, if they were just like, literally like, wow, you really suck. But at the same time, I think I'd kind of prefer that to where it is now, where I don't know. And I don't want them to, because I've never really been an ass kisser. I've never been somebody to be like, to save face. That has never been me. That's never been my prerogative. It literally, like, I'll literally be like, wow, you look rough. if I see somebody, and it's not to be, and I don't want to come off rude, but I do. But that's just who I am. And I would expect, if I looked rough, someone to be like, wow, you look disgusting, I'd be like, thanks. Like, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm not feeling it today. But at the same time, not everybody thinks like me. Not everybody, you know, like, you probably listening to this and you're just like, wow, this guy's a total buffoon. You should really pull his head out of his ass. And I get that. I understand that not everyone agrees with me, and that's fine. But I just wish I knew where I stood, and I wish I knew where I stood necessarily with some of the higher ups, because it's very much, like I said earlier, like, we're going to be nice to you because we're at work, and like, pretend we're friends. But then when something kind of like happens, we're going to put you down. Like, we're going to give you the glares, tell you to shut up, tell you to do all of these things, which I don't necessarily think is right. And I don't think I should be the only one getting the heat for this. Because at the end of the day, I do try to help everybody. I do my work. And I do try to get along with everybody. I mean, minus this one instance recently where I was literally like, LOL, you should feel bad about yourself because it takes three people to do one person's job. I know I shouldn't have said that. I'm not going to apologize for it because it's my truth. And if somebody told me that, I'd be like, you know what? Well, F you, dude. But it's his truth. It's their truth. And that's that. I don't... yeah. See, and so I'm trying to refrain from making it even more hard on myself than it needs to be. Because then once I start rattling feathers, I don't stop. It's like, I literally just, it's like a domino effect of just like, I'm gonna say this to try to get my point across, but it always fails because they're so blindsided by the offensive or taken on the offensive that my point doesn't necessarily last. I think that makes sense. I'm pretty sure that makes sense. And I'm pretty sure that's the smartest thing I've ever said in my damn life. But, you know, so it's just, so I'm starting to realize that, like, my delivery is off. Because, I mean, and I had a conversation with Diane because I was like, hey, so I went off. And she's like, what did you do? She was like, not. She wasn't surprised because literally there hasn't been a job where I haven't told somebody to fuck off. Yeah, there really hasn't, though. Duncan, done it. Converges, done it. Volt, done it. Sodexo, I didn't, but I wasn't at Sodexo long enough. I was literally only there for 2 months, and then school ended. And then they were like, oh, we'll call you back in the fall. And then they never did. But that was because I was slow, and I understood that. Volt, did it. Cons, did it twice, multiple times. Practically every day. Dollar General, yeah. So she wasn't surprised by this news that I was just like, hey, guess what I did? I said things that I wasn't supposed to. But she was more like, she finally got through to my thick head after how many years of friendship? She was just like, well, she was just like, you're not necessarily, she was like, you're wrong, but you're not wrong. Or no, she said, you're wrong, but you're not all the way wrong. And I was like, that makes no sense. I'm either wrong or you're either wrong or you're not. You know, you're either wrong or you're right. There's no in between. But she was just like, no. She's like, you had some very good points. She was just like, but then she was like, you went in and you went in hard. And she was like, you always do that. She was just like, and then, so yeah. So now I realize that me rifling feathers doesn't help a situation. Me going in there hot and heated doesn't, you know, I mean, but then I was also raised not to negotiate with terrorists. So I don't know. It's genetic, I think. Well, I don't know. I was also raised by terrorists. So sorry, Mom. And so it's like, I've gotten to a place in my life where I'm finally confident. Getting confident, I should say, within myself. I'm getting comfortable in my body. I'm getting comfortable with who I am as a person. And I honestly don't know what started it. I don't know. It's just been like this since I left Dollar General. I think that was the main thing, is I left Dollar General and I had seen, because I knew what I did at Dollar General. I knew I kicked butt. Other people know it too. And, you know, everyone reads my horror stories online on Facebook of like my rants and raves of, oh my God, I told a crackhead to, but at the end of the day, stuff got done. And yeah, I may have told a few Karens to check themselves, but I feel like I'm justified because I was a hard worker. It's weird to think, and it's a weird circumstance too, because what gave me the confidence was knowing that I left and they gave the position that I wanted to somebody else. Like, you would think that would piss me off, but for some reason I was like, wow. I was like, okay, so that meant I didn't have to do everything I did. I didn't have to work 40 hours in 3 days. Like, that's illegal, you guys. Like, there has to be an 8-hour break between each shift. It is law. Well, New Mexico law. I don't know about how other states work or countries. But yeah, in New Mexico, it is a law that when you work a shift, and I don't know if that pertains to like healthcare workers or not, because they work 12-hour shifts on end or whatever. But I'm pretty sure it does. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But I do know when it comes to retail and like fast food, there has to be a break. There has to be at least 8 hours between your shift. And I did it. And yeah, of course I was tired. And yes, of course it was my right to complain that I was tired. But I still kicked butt. I still did what I needed to do. And I think with some of these places, they get upset that like they just want people to just do what is do as told and not complain. I'll do as told, but I will complain. And of course, I'm not going to go to the district manager and be like, oh my God, like, you're killing me here. But I'm going to be like, I'm tired. I'm going to be grouchy because I'm the worst when I'm tired. Everyone knows this. I'm not to be communicated with when I've had less than 2 hours of sleep. 4 hours? I don't know. It just depends. Yeah. So it's like, since then, I was just like, you know what? I know what it is that I did. I know what it is that the person who they gave that to is capable of. And, you know, it'll either make them and break. I'm sure they'll do a great job. I think they could have waited. But no, they just gave it to somebody else. So I was like, okay. So the whole reason I even had another job, this call center job, found it is because they wouldn't make me a full-time manager. I was covering everybody's shifts and I was basically working full-time there but they wouldn't necessarily give me the benefits of working a full-time manager position. And their excuse is, oh, you don't have a car. We can't really, when did I ever call in? Never, unless there was a family emergency and I think I had only called in once when I actually like really needed to be there. And so it's like, I know I was good And from where I was at cons to where I am at now, I see the differences. Like, I see what I've accomplished, what I can accomplish. And at the end of the day, the only person that was really setting me back was me and the fact that I thought I couldn't do anything and the fact that I thought nothing I did was worth anything. And that's like a toxic mindset to have, because then you don't do anything. You don't try, you don't. And if you do try and then it fails, then you just give up and you're just like, okay, I'm not gonna do anything ever again. And then it's just a messed up mentality to have. I don't think anybody should ever have that mentality. Well, I think some people, I don't know. If you're a good person, you shouldn't have that mentality. I don't necessarily think of myself as, well, I mean, I'm not Mother Teresa, but I'm also not Hitler. The opposite of Mother Teresa is Hitler, right? Well, to some people, I guess. Depends on who you ask. That's a good question. I don't really think there can be enough. Well, I guess the opposite of God is the devil. Right? Is that how opposites work? Should pay attention more. So stay in school, kids. Like, this is a prime example of why I should have studied more. And so lately I've been feeling myself. I'm feeling my oats. What does Gia Gunn say from, she's like, I'm feeling my oats. Let me feel my oats. But lately I've been more confident in the things that I do. I've been more willing to put my nose to the grind, to try things, because I've always said I'm such an open-minded person, but then like I would never leave my comfort zone. I'm more open to leaving my comfort zone and trying new things. And so in a way, I kind of have to owe it all to like the people. Like, I don't know. I can't explain this weird phenomenon that's happening in my brain all of a sudden. And a part of me, I think, also worries that this is temporary. Like, because in a way, I don't know how to describe this without like being locked up in a mental institution. But there were times where I thought I believed in myself. But I guess it was one of those things like, if this works out, I'll believe in myself kind of thing, which shouldn't necessarily be the case in anything, because life is life. Things aren't always going to work out. You know, like there's that saying about, was it Einstein? Who created electricity? Was it Albert Einstein? No, it was Nikola Tesla. I don't know. Someone was like, I didn't fail 1,000 times. I just learned 1,000 ways to do something different. Something like that. I don't know. It was a cheesy, I don't even really think they said it. Was it Nikola Tesla? Nikolai? No, that was a, was it Benjamin Franklin? Somebody said it. I don't know. Y'all know I didn't go to college. So I don't know, like, but for some reason I can't shake this feeling that this might just be temporary. But then at the same time, it's confidence in a different way of like, I see who I am for who I am. Like, I'm not necessarily so hard on myself as I've been before. You know, I understand that, like, and I think what it was is growing up kind of in a religious home, and I kind of don't want to blame everything on religion, but like I was always told, oh, you're destined for great things, you're destined to do this, you're destined to touch millions, thousands of people. And then always told after that, either immediately or some week after, shortly after, as to why I wasn't good enough to get there. And so it created this weird perception of myself of like, I knew I was destined for great things or this and that and da da da. And now I'm starting to realize that not everybody has to be like, you don't have to do great things to live a good life. And yeah, like, I'm gonna have to go get some water because I have like 10 seconds before this stops recording. But give me 1 second, I'll be right back. Hello, I'm back. Sorry about that. Throat was getting kind of dry. I was running out of time. It only lets me record for so long. Anyways, why am I explaining this stuff? I should be better at my life. Sorry. But as I was saying, so growing up in a religious household, and I guess I don't want to say in the religion that I grew up in, because I mean, I still have my beliefs and I still pray or whatever, not to preach, but growing up, I was always told you're destined for greatness, you know, great things are going to happen, this and that, da 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 da. And I had a life plan. Didn't work out. And who's to say that it won't work out now? I mean, 26, guys. Literally anything can happen. I'm hoping that it's done by like 40, 45, because I'm done with responsibility. But no, I'm just saying that. So it gave me a weird perception of myself of like, oh, hey, I have to be great. I have to do this a certain way. I have to be perfect in a way, which is kind of weird because I was never afraid to not be perfect. But when things didn't work out, and when I was when I was told for whatever reason that I wasn't good enough all of a sudden, or that it just wasn't my time, because if I look, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to turn this into a religious thing, but I look at the things I was told, the things that I was told were going to happen by a certain time, and the things that actually happened within said time, and realizing that the things that I was told that were gonna happen in the time frame that I was given was kind of impossible. And I'm not telling you to not believe in outrageous and impractical things, because hey, that is how greatness is made. But at the same time, to constantly grow up and hear that like you're supposed to be this great person, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to, you know, you're to have that kind of pressure, it's a lot. And it gave me a weird complex of when things would fall apart. And I don't necessarily there were a few instances where I would get blamed for things that only happened to me, you know, like but I don't think there was ever someone that was like, oh, well, this didn't happen because you're a bad Christian or anything like that. I mean, I don't really at this point necessarily know if I am Christian anymore. But I just, it gave me like, so when things didn't work out, I was really, really hard on myself. And I was like, wow, like I'm supposed to be this great hero / leader or whatever, which honestly, let's be real, you guys. I can't even tell my left from my right, and I'm supposed to be, what, like, God's mouthpiece? When in reality, not that I never heard from God, because there were instances where I felt like I truly did hear from him, but I wouldn't know what to say. I don't even know how to comfort a friend who's going through a hard time. I just offer them food and just be like, hi, let's go out to eat and be sad together. Looking back at it, I'm just like, wow, I put such high pressure on myself. And it wasn't just me by myself. There was a lot of pressure to be certain things. And also not even in a religious aspect either, because growing up, my mom wanted me to go to college. She wanted me to not have to really to work, but not to necessarily struggle, which also puts a lot of pressure, because she was like, you bring home a C, I'm going to beat your ass. But, well, she said less than a C. C's were okay. She wasn't happy with a C, but they'd suffice. Be better. So now that I've kind of backed off from the church and kind of living my own life, I see that I'm still capable of great things, that I'm still capable of, but in a different way. Not necessarily of what I first initially had planned or in, you know, and life's gonna throw you a different path. Like, you're gonna, I believe you will always be who you're meant to be. You may not necessarily get there the way you want to get there, or you may. I don't know. God has favorites. Clearly, I'm not one of them. But I believe that you'll always be who you're meant to be, and you'll always get to where you want to get. It may not happen the way you think it's going to happen, but it'll happen. You just have to manifest, stay true to you, and just live your damn life. Don't be so caught up in, am I doing, not that, I don't know, don't be so caught up in what others think of you or how others perceive you. Because at the end of the day, that's none of your damn business what other people think of you, what they think you are. I've always been put in certain categories that I myself don't necessarily think I fit in, but that's fine. People want to put me in categories, put me in a category. I don't even care. Keep that opinion to yourself because I don't want to hear it. But it's like, so now that I'm older and I realized, whoa, okay, that was a lot. it wasn't right. It wasn't okay. And do I think the people who put that kind of pressure on me, I mean, granted, they gave me the pressure and then I just like held on to it and applied even 10 times more. And I'm not going to sit here and blame them for everything because I'm my own person. I make my own decisions and, you know, it is what it is. But do I think they knew what they're doing? To a degree, I think they did. To a degree, I think they knew what it is that they were doing. They knew how to keep people where they want to keep people. And it gets very political for church claim not wanting to have anything to do with politics. It can get very political really quickly. And there's a lot of charades that goes on. There's a lot of the, oh, well, I'm, you know, we're holier than thou because we pray and like do these, we speak in tongues and all, which is ridiculous. Like, yeah, you may speak in tongues, but like you literally slept with somebody else's wife. So how holy are you? Like, and then it's all like, oh, well, we're all still sinners. We're just saved by grace. So then they use that as an excuse to basically do whatever. But I mean, God forbid that like somebody else do something. Somebody else makes a mistake. Somebody has a child out of wedlock and they're like, oh my God. Like it. Like looking back, I'm like, wow, that's not healthy. That's not safe. That's not like, if you're gonna look for a religion, if I'm not saying religion's gonna solve all your issues, it's nice to have something to believe in. I will say that. It's nice to look back and be like, you know what? I am this way because I do believe these certain things. But at the same time, I don't necessarily think religion makes you who you are. I don't think that's right to say. I don't know. I don't know why I said that. I don't think religion should be your whole identity. And like, if you're going to be a pastor or a priest or a rabbi, I don't know if rabbis even know who I am. If any Jews out there, hey, what up? I mean, if you think about it, there's so many religions out there. So many religions that think they're right. So many religions derive from, I mean, look at Christianity. Christianity, there's like, what's it called? What's the term for it? Like Abraham religion? I forgot what the term is, but it has to do with Abraham because there's like three different religions. It's Christianity, Judaism, and don't quote me on this because I first, I mean, it's been a while, would kind of study these movies. But there's, I mean, there's three religions where at least they kind of start off the same and then they just branch out. And then they take their own twist and turns and whatever, which is fine, to each his own, if that's what you want to believe. I think as long as, if you believe something, and I don't think your beliefs shouldn't oppress others. I don't believe your beliefs should, oh, well, you're going to go to hell. You shouldn't do this. Politicians did it. I mean, first of all, politicians don't care about religion. Politicians don't care about anything but the money. Let's be real. Let's keep facts facts. That is literally all they care about. They're all snakes. And like, it doesn't matter what party they're from. They have their own agendas. And for people to pretend otherwise, that one party's eviler than the other, when in a matter of fact, they're both full of just rich people trying to keep the rich rich, under the guise of, oh, well, we care. And yeah, like, honestly, sure, there's politicians out there that believe in equality. Cool. They need to step up their A game and eat all the other ones who don't. But it's like, think about it. There could be somebody who agrees with a certain, you know, human rights law, but then won't vote for it because their supporters don't, you know? And to me, that's crazy to think that everyone doesn't have the same rights. I mean, in the same country, at least, you would think, hey, if you're an American citizen, you should have the right to marry whoever the hell you want. You should have the right to believe whatever the hell you want. And I mean, in the Constitution, everyone, or the amendments is the Constitution. Don't listen to me ramble. Sorry. Scratch that. I'm pretty sure that Bill of Rights. Is the Constitution? Is the Bill of Rights and the Constitution two different things? Or is it just a section of the Constitution? I don't know. Should have paid attention more in history class. This is what public education does to you. That, and I really didn't care at the time. And now I'm kind of wishing I had, because I sound really stupid right now. But it's just like, everyone's just like, oh, keep church and state separate. Well, I don't know. The Christians are very, you took prayer out of school, this and, well, okay. But why is it just prayer for your religion? Why is it just, you know, like, and I don't think, like, if you want to live your life by a set of laws, rules, that's great. In America, we have laws, right? Murder is frowned upon. I mean, some people get away with it. Richer people tend to get away with it. Oh, it was an accident. The knife slipped. My finger slipped and I shot him 10 times. He ran into my knife 10 times. It's a knife, right? That's from Chicago, by the way. For you uncultured people who didn't know where that was from. The musical, not the city. I've never been to Chicago. But So now that I'm older and I realize what it is I'm actually capable of, that like so much more than what I gave myself credit for. Because before it was all, oh, well, it's God that gave me this gift or God that gave me this talent. Granted, I don't really have any gifts or any talent. I can pick up on vibes. I like to think that because I like to feel special. but I don't really necessarily, I mean, I can talk anybody's ear off. I've talked your ear off now for the last post was, well, I don't even know, going on almost 45 minutes now. And if you're still listening, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm so ignorant. I'm sorry that I used to, well, not that I'm ignorant, but it's just like certain things just didn't matter to me anymore. And so now I realize that like, hey, the things that I accomplished early on weren't necessarily just from some other deity giving me the talent, the bravery, the courage, whatever, the skill set of, I don't even know if you can call what I did a skill, because at the end of the day, didn't really do much. And if anyone else from like a mega church would have saw what I did in a small church, they'd have been like, ew, we're sad for you. But was it Billy Graham who was just like, no. Was it Billy Graham who was just like, God can do, but no. Billy Graham's from America, I think. Some fancy person, I don't know, Christians idolized this one guy, and then he was like, it's amazing what Christians can do without God. And he was talking about mega churches, BT Dubs. And I mean, if you're going to go to a mega church, that's fine. I'm going to judge you a little bit, but that's just because I was raised in a small church. So there's kind of that. But at the end of the day, religion is religion. Like, I don't think your beliefs should be forced or anything like that. Christians don't like it when people are just like, LOL, I don't believe in anything. You shouldn't believe in anything. We're all just assimilation in a goddamn computer. We're all going to die anyways. Nothing else. And then they're like, I'm being oppressed. So it's, I don't know. Anyways, I've gotten so far off track with what I was saying. So to reel this train in and tie everything up, because I did not expect to fall down that rabbit hole, it's to give yourself more credit where credit is due. Like, yes, people help, your friends help, your family helps, hopefully some of them, not all of them. I mean, my family is my family. A different subject. But it's like, at the end of the day, your choices are your own. Your decisions are your own. And yes, our friends will help guide us to some good decisions, to some bad decisions. Well, I don't think my friends have ever guided me to a bad decision. I've always kind of just done the bad decisions, and my friends are like, this is what we're going with. They're like, okay. They just like, it's like an imaginary roller coaster. And they just fucking strap in their thing really tight. They're just like, their seatbelt really tight. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why I have friends or how I have friends, but I do. So I'm starting to give myself more credit where I think credit is deserved. And it's starting to make me realize, like, wow, like, I am capable of so much more than I had initially thought. That all of these things didn't necessarily work out, not necessarily because I wasn't worthy or that I wasn't ready or whatever, because a lot of Christianity will do that, be like, oh, well, you didn't pray hard enough. You must have not wanted it enough, which is, I mean, ridiculous. I mean, all I've ever wanted is to just be loved by somebody. And has that happened yet? No. I mean, I'm loved by my friends and family for sure. Well, some family, not all family. But I need to stop saying that. I consider family, some family, family, and some of my blood not family. That's just that. That's just how it is. And if you consider all your family, then you're very family, then you're very blessed to live that life, because I cannot relate. Because some of my family would sell my soul for a fucking corn chip down the river. So I don't even know if that's a real saying. Anyways, I think you should give yourself more credit where credit is due, and don't let anybody try to take that away by saying, oh, well, God gave you that ability, God gave you this, da da da. Some people are just born with talent, some people are just born with skills, some people are just born whatever, and some people go out there and make their own talent, they go out and make their own skill, and it just, like, it blew my mind to think, and some people aren't born with greats. And sometimes it does have to do with DNA. I don't know. Our society is very obsessed with, like, family passing on, like, football genes, or, like, he's an amazing football star because his dad was an amazing football star and the dad before him was a coal mine. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand why can't people just be their own individuals and we just love and accept them for who they are. And if they're a complete tool asshole, then those, I don't know. It's just, don't let anybody say that your skill or your talent or you weren't yours to begin with, that someone gave it to you, because I don't believe that. I don't believe that for one second. I think, sure, if you are a singer and you can sing these great, beautiful notes, big, loud, vibrato, like, that's great. That's wonderful. That's something to be proud of. That's something to be You know, if you can build a freaking, if you can look at a log and just build anything out of wood, if you can assemble anything, oh my God, Jesus Christ, if you can literally look at instructions and build a freaking table, just that's a skill in itself. You should be proud of yourself for that. Be proud for being able to just, and they may seem minimal, they may see whatever, but at the end of the day, someone else doesn't see it like that. Someone's like, wow, he's really handy. Oh, wow. They like it. Yeah. So I'm going to end this rant by saying, don't let anybody think, or don't let anybody take away something that is all you. I don't think that makes sense. Let me rephrase that. Don't let somebody take away your credit. Don't let anybody take away your credit, your pride, whatever. Whatever it is, whatever thing, whether it be big, whether it be small, whether it's you whittling garden gnomes out of toothpicks, I don't know, or painting tiny grains of, whatever it is that makes you happy, makes you love, make you feel special, whatever it is, don't let anybody say that it was given to you by somebody else or that somebody else gave you that talent or that ability. That is not right. That is not okay. And if anybody says that to you, bitch slap them and say, no, I did this. I worked hard. I tried my best. This is me, all me. You may have helped, whatever, but don't, how fucking dare you say that I am this way because of you. That is rude. That is manipulative, and I will not stand for it. Oh my God, that just made me. So now that we're down to like the last 5 minutes of my rant, believe in yourself. Jesus loves you. I love you. I probably don't know you. If you're listening to this, I definitely don't know you then. And just be free, man. Like, just, God, I sound like a hippie. Just peace, love, and what is it? Peace. Something about peace, love, and chicken grease. Love, peace, and chicken grease. I think that's how it went. I don't know. So I think we're going to go back to the segment of asking awkward questions. I didn't get any new questions. I mean, I didn't answer all of the questions from last time. So we're going to see how this goes. It might still be awkward for the listeners. I'm sorry. I didn't like that question because it kind of perfectly coincided. It was like, are you too hard on yourself? And not anymore. I mean, I still kind of am, because the question is are you too hard on yourself or not hard enough? And I believe in the saying that, like, you're your toughest critic. But sometimes that don't always is the case. There are some people out in delusions where they're just like, my shit don't stink. I'm the best. I'm the boss. I don't give a fuck. I run this shit. And then you're just like, wow. You can't tell your left from your right. We're sad for you. I think I am way too hard on myself. I think I'm starting to not be. So kudos to me for realizing that. I may not be the baddest bitch, but you will know who I am. So what would you change your name to? Honestly, I don't know. At this point, I've given up all hope when it comes to names. I don't know. Something that could be easily, because I mean, I know I'm barely Mexican, but I feel like I still would like a name that's like easily translated from English to Spanish, like David. Is David in Spanish still spelled the same? So literally, I'm gonna be like, David, and be like, that's me. Or, you know, like, I don't have to be like, Mangus or Meagle or Miguel. Well, I like being called Meagle. That's like my nickname. So I didn't give myself that nickname. Somebody gave it to me and it followed me in elementary school all the way up to high school. No one calls me a nickname anymore. It's kind of offensive. I'm very offended. I don't give anyone a nickname. Well, I don't know. No, a coworker calls me bitch tits. So I guess there's that. When is it okay to murder somebody? If it's in self-defense, if it's between your life or their life, you better choose your life. Well, I don't know. Like, yeah, if someone breaks into your house and they're gonna murder you, you better fucking murder them. It is not okay to murder somebody any other way. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The Bible is really elusive when it's, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm ranting about religion, but it's, as I started and now I can't stop. It's really elusive when it comes to murder because, you know, a lot of the Bible, especially the Old Testament, is like rape and pillage and fucking slice that bitch up. Bible says, slice that bitch, slice thou ho. That didn't make sense. Anyways, okay. That was awkward for me. Sorry. What do you think about when you're alone in bed? God, this is pathetic. Yeah, that's just, I'm just like, wow. Still, we're still here, huh, buddy? Honestly, I don't know. Usually, like, at the end of the day, like, if I had a hard day, I probably just, like, think about how I could make things better or where I want to be or why I'm not better. But I'm working on that. I'm working on being less hard on myself and working on actually doing better instead of just being a critic and just being like, oh, you suck. That is the same question as the last one. Don't know how that happened. Well, not the last one, but a previous one where it is what you would change your name to. So I think I said David, right? Oh, sorry. It's because I couldn't read my own handwriting. And I was like, who wrote this? A serial killer? What's a common experience that you have yet to experience? Falling in love. That seems to happen to everybody else but me. Well, I love McChickens, so there's that. Common experience. I don't know. I'm a very basic person, so I've probably experienced all the common ones besides that one. And there's people who fall in love like every 2 days. It's ridiculous. Are you really that devoted to your religion? I think this episode proves I'm not. Not as much as I used to be, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, unless you're one of my church friends who listens to this, then maybe so. But I think for me, like, I still have my faith. Well, like, I still pray. I don't necessarily know who I'm praying to or what, but I still pray, and I still pray for my family that something keeps them safe and my friends that they are loved and happy and well taken care of when I'm not around because my friends tend to like to move away from me, bitches. And anyone I consider a friend, which is quite a lot of people who may not consider me a friend or just a giant nuisance. I'm devoted in that sense because that happens every day. Like, I pray literally all the time in my head, out loud, when I'm walking across the street. Sometimes it's like, God, please let this bus hit me. And sometimes it's please don't let me die alone. Someone take care of my cats. I think I've learned a lot from myself recently. And I think I'm done. I think I'm pretty close to being done to what my religion used to be. I'll say it like that because who knows, I say this now and then I end up in church tomorrow. I think I just discovered that question. If you could throw up on one person, who would it be? That's an interesting question. And I think that question, one person. I feel like I'm gonna choose this person, and like I don't even hate this person or know this person or despise this person, but it would literally be Martha Stewart. Don't ask me why. I couldn't give you that answer. But yeah, if I could throw up on one person, it'd be Martha Stewart. And I respect her so much because she went to prison. And that's not why you should respect somebody, but I respect the fact that someone like Martha Stewart went to prison and is still successful. But then again, she's also white. So maybe. Maybe I'll change that to Ellen DeGeneres because I kind of despise her. Because I never thought she was funny. Yeah, I think I'm going to change that to Ellen DeGeneres. And then, like, everyone's like, oh my God, we hate Ellen. And I'm like, okay, but I was never a fan. But anyways, this is me signing off. Love yourself. Believe in yourself. Bye.